Hello and welcome to MetaMagic Podcast number 3. I'm Phil Farber, and this time we're going to be talking about body position and its relation to states of consciousness and to magical gestures and movements. There are a great many different kinds of traditions that rely on particular kinds of postures, gestures, and movements. And these include the asanas of meditation, the position that one sits in when one meditates, the asanas of hatha yoga, which are movements and stretches designed to not only stretch the muscles and improve health, but also to activate various chakras, which in a sense means to activate various states of consciousness. In the Western esoteric tradition of magic, there are a great many different kinds of symbolic gestures that relate to a wide variety of different kinds of states and qualities. Some of these gestures are designed to symbolize the various elements, or astrological qualities, or to symbolize a variety of qualities, of many different kinds, the stances of gods and goddesses, or to draw energy in particular directions. There's also movements like those found in Tai Chi or martial arts, some of which are very practical and others of which are theoretically designed to move the body's energies in different directions. Now, all of these are very interesting, and I do encourage learning them and practicing them in a variety of different traditions. This gives you some access to a lineage of tradition in which people have passed along their states of consciousness through these body positions and teachings. Now, metamagic differs from some of these more traditional methods in that we begin by observing how we normally use our body postures and positions, and how body posture and position functions on a day-to-day basis. From that, we are able to generate our own unique gestures, movements, and body positions that have our own personal significance. Now, some of the ways that we normally use our body position happen on a more or less unconscious level. We tend to hold our emotional states and our various states of consciousness in our muscles, in the positions of our bones, that the position of our body, which muscles are tensed or relaxed, what part of our bones are supporting weight, which internal organs are experiencing pressure or expansion, are related to our state of consciousness is a simple and sometimes even obvious concept with wide ramifications. It's a concept that is even coded into our language. The word attitude, for instance, means both position and state of mind. That's no coincidence, I believe, but a metaphoric appreciation of the implicit link between mind and body. Now, hypnotists and NLP practitioners have some appreciation of the way our posture, breathing, and various movements and gestures relate to our state of consciousness. A hypnotist is trained to observe very subtle cues, the rate of breathing, what part of the chest the breathing comes from, whether there are unconscious twitches or movements in the eyes or the limbs or the body. These all have particular significance in the context of the client's unique experience. That is, a twitching in the arm may mean different things for a wide variety of different people. The hypnotist is trained to observe and to see when this comes up by calibrating. The way we hold our states of consciousness in our muscles and our skeleton and our breathing and so forth becomes very obvious, for instance, when we've been under stress for a long period of time and we find that we have a particular knot of tight muscles in our back or our shoulders. It becomes obvious sometimes when we are able to release those states and suddenly relax. Suddenly we feel that we can breathe deeper and move more freely. And these lead us into states of pleasure and ecstasy and so forth. On a very obvious level, lying down and being still is very different than getting up and dancing. Okay, very different states of consciousness. It also becomes noticeable with some of the phenomena surrounding sleep. When we wake in the morning, we may remember a dream, something that comes into consciousness. Some people remember dreams more easily than others. And I'm going to give you a very useful technique here that may help you remember your dreams more often. When you wake and you know that you've been dreaming, remain absolutely still. Stay in the body position that you were in when you were having the dream. The dream becomes much more easy to recall. If you wake and move immediately, for instance, to turn off the alarm clock, you may find that the dream slips away from you and becomes very difficult to recall. However, if you're able to return to the exact same position and just to remain still in that position for a little while, the dream will again become easier to recall. Okay, it's an interesting phenomena. It's useful for people who want to study their dreams or keep a dream journal, which is a very useful practice. But in this context, I'm more interested that you learn how your body position can be related to these particular experiences, to these states of consciousness. Now, in meta magic, as I mentioned, we use our unique experiences to create the magic and the rituals that are personal for us, that are our own unique magic and rituals. So knowing how we move and we respond and we breathe during particular states of consciousness is key, again, to recreating those states. If we want to create a ritual that moves us into a state of ecstasy or a state of gnosis, knowing our own unique body positions, our own personal rates of breathing, where we're breathing from, how our spine is supported, what direction we're looking in, our facial expressions, the attitude of our limbs, all of these different characteristics will help us to achieve these particular states at the appropriate times. Now, the following exercise, of course, this is a MetaMagic podcast, so we get a little bit of hypnotic guided exercise. This is a very basic piece of MetaMagic that's designed to help you create your own magical gestures. Now, again, this is not a complete ritual. That would be very difficult to put in a short podcast, but a piece that you'll find used again and again throughout the Book of Atem or the Book of Exhilaration and Mastery. It's a fundamental but tiny example of the kinds of things that we do. Pieces like this can be put together and structured into complex or simple and very beautiful rituals that achieve particular tasks in very powerful and efficient ways. So anyway, for now. You can do this sitting or standing. Keep your eyes open or closed, however you're most comfortable. And take a deep breath. And just relax for a moment. Now, recall some time when you had a powerful, positive experience. Could be any kind of experience, just as long as it was powerful and positive. Perhaps a moment of great pleasure, or a feeling of confidence, or a moment when you felt perfectly relaxed and in harmony. Remember the visual components of this experience. What colors were in your field of vision? Could you see movement or stillness? Was it light or dark? Anything else that you can recall seeing? As you recall what you saw, remember what you heard during this experience. Sounds or silence, voices or tones, rhythms or noises, background sounds. There's almost always background sounds. The wind. Distant cars. The sound of your own breathing. And recall anything else that you may have been able to hear at the time. As you remember what you saw and heard, remember what you felt during this experience. And there's two kinds of feeling that are important to us. The things that you felt in contact with your body, or maybe the position that your body was in at the time. Anything you were touching, tactile sensations, the temperature of the air. And the other kind of feeling is the internal kind, the way it made you feel. Okay. The feeling of it being powerful and positive. Notice where in your body the feeling begins and where it moves to as the feeling develops. Notice what kind of feeling it may be. Pressure, temperature, movement, texture, tingling, whatever. Notice how the feeling moves through you, where it goes, what it does, as you continue to recall details of the experience. What you saw, what you heard, what you felt. Let that feeling move through you to wherever it goes, whatever it does, at the peak or just before the peak of this feeling, this powerful, positive experience. Now give the feeling a color or colors. If this feeling were a color, what would it be? Apply the color to wherever you feel the feeling, so that you end up with a kind of colored map of the sensation in your body. Now make the color brighter, richer, more vibrant. Take a deep breath and just pull that color all the way through your body, all the way down to your toes, all the way up to the top of your head. Breathe deeply and make or imagine the color flowing through more and more of your body. Take notice of how the feeling has intensified. Savor that feeling just for a moment. Now take a deep breath And just let that feeling build up in you, build up in you, and then express the feeling as a gesture or a movement. Again, let it build up in you, and right now express it as a gesture or a movement. Remember that gesture or movement in whatever detail you can. There are subtleties to all of these movements and positions that make them more powerful, more replicable. Okay, so take note of whatever you can. Now, sometime later, after you've completed listening to this, after you've turned off your computer or your listening device, go ahead and just make the gesture and find out what happens when you do that. Over time, exploring a range of such relationships between body and mental state can serve as a long-term meditation on the connection between mind and body. A catalog of such self-generated movements, gestures, and postures will also serve as a collection of anchors and resources that are useful in reactivating these states at appropriate moments. They can also be combined in various ways to create rituals, practices. It's almost limitless what you can do. So that's the metamagic.com podcast number 3. And I hope you enjoyed it.